everybody, and for all you folks that got in late for the banjo picking contest tonight, the finals. I believe they have, there was a couple of banjo pickers that got in late, and I'm awful sorry that we just won't be able to change the judge's mind. They have gone down through the list of 20, I believe, and they don't think it would be fair to open it up again and let anybody else come in.
The judges have picked seven people, in which three will be picked for the semifinal. The first person comes from Norman, Oklahoma, Alan Mundy. Each contestant will have three songs to play. Alan, what's it going to be?
Bluegrass Breakdown.
Bluegrass Breakdown. That was some good clean picking there. The next was number three this afternoon, Richard Smith from Sugar Grove, Pennsylvania.
Roger, I think I'd like to play. First of all, I'd like to, beforehand, thank Jeff Weiser here for being so willing to back me up here, and also Kathy Waterman. They do both a fine job. Jeff plays fiddle in our group, but my brother isn't feeling so good, so he's going to play guitar for me. So, first of all, I'd like to play Petty on the Turnpike, okay? Thank all you people for making bluegrass festivals happen. You're the folks that all make it happen. I want to be the first to say it. It's really great to have all you folks come here today. I'm sure all of you have come from a long ways. Myself and the rest of the group that come with me are from Pennsylvania up toward New York State. I understand there's folks here from as far as California and Oregon. It's really loving bluegrass, and I'm so glad that everybody likes it like I do. For our next number here, what will we play, Jeff? Okay. Scared to admit that I'm very nervous playing in front of all these other banjo players. They're really some good pickers here today. And it's just a pleasure to be able to consider that I was good enough to be in with them. That's all I can say. It's really some of the banjo players I've seen here today are just the greatest. What do you think, Jeff? I'd say in November last year, we had an opportunity to make a recording. And on the recording, I put an instrumental, which I wrote myself, and by myself, I should say. And it's called Lonesome Banjo. It's kind of a little different. It's not necessarily completely different. It's just sort of my own idea that I've kind of slammed together. And we'll play it for you right now for our final number.
Contestant is Paul Wiley from Seattle, Washington.
A little bit of John Henry.
the banjo player that played seventh this evening, this afternoon, from Danville, Virginia, Earl Sneed. Earl!
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I'm going to do a little turkey knob. I like to say it's a pleasure to be here at Bean Blossom. And nice seeing all you people out here. We sure got a fine bunch of banjo players here, every one of them. Shallow breakdown. Buddy over here, Harold Young, on the guitar. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. Let's give him a big hand. The next number will be John Henry. It's kind of range a little bit different. I'm sure all of y'all heard that.
Wisconsin, Larry Marshall.
Thank you. tonight everybody's thanking their accompanists, and I'd like to thank a couple of guys who've been around bluegrass festivals since they were little kids, but nobody's ever seen them or recognized them because of all the hair they have. From Philadelphia, PA, is Mr. Mark Greenberg. And from Cairo, Illinois, I believe, is Mr. Bob Stoltenberg. We're going to do a one we did the first part, but we like this. It's called When You and I Were Young, Maggie.
Tootsie
Williams has been playing bass all day this evening. Tootsie Williams, is he coming out? Is he coming? You can play bass? Okay. Here he is, he's been playing bass all day. Let's give him a hand. Tootsie Williams. The contestant that played 12th this afternoon from Terre Haute, Indiana, Louis Popejoy.
What shall you honor? Pardon me. What are you going to play?
Well, for my first tune, I'll play Reuben.
Reuben,
Pike County Breakdown.
Fire.
now, until the judges pick three, is Butch Robin from Radford, Virginia.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. We'd like to try sort of an old-time number called Lonesome Road Blues. Jim and Jesse made, I think they're the only ones have
it. Yeah, they did.
Called, my mother doesn't like you. Too fast now.
Thank you.
with the judges that they, they're all so good that they're starting to look at shoe shines and smiles or something just about to tell, not really, but trying to find out who's going to win. It's awfully hard because everybody has their own preferences when it comes to the last few people. I'm glad I'm not a judge. The finalists are Alan Mundy. Louis Popejoy. And Butch Robbins. Butch Robbins. Thank you.
How you gonna do it? You know those three legs? All right, we'd like to try an old tune, Roy Acuff tune, I think, song, whatever, called Fireball Nail.
Thank you.
Butch Robbins. Yes, it was. Louis Popejoy.
like to thank James Woodruff and H.E. Williams for playing with me. Train 45.
Judges were out quite a long time, and they told me that it was a very difficult decision. But from what they feel, technical ability, the inventiveness, they had to pick one, and they picked Butch Robbins. Butch Robbins, I'd like to have Bill here present the prize. Bill Murray.
Butch, I want to present you with this. As
what's
a winner.
It for?
It's for you.
I mean, is it to pick? Or
yes, it's to pick.
Most friends? Do whatever you want to with it. Thank you a lot.
Butch, one thing I would like to say.
What's that?
And I said that at the first of the contest, that I had been a little short in the way of getting the blue ribbon and the plaque for you, you know, as the winner of the banjo contest. But it will be mailed to you.
Well, you get on the ball.
I'll that. Do that. And we'll have a banjo picking contest next year, and I want you to come back be here to defend yourself.
Be defending my
yes,
country.
Sir. Okay.
Man.
Let's give him a hand. What he say?
It's not really appreciated most of the time when you've got somebody that helps you do something like this. But I had one of the finest guitar players around here, I think, playing with me, and he kept good time and everything. His name was Fred Bartenstein.